And welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to another episode of Soothe to Sleep Stories, where we are in the Bible Inn series. And this evening, or it might be morning or afternoon, wherever it is in your life, wherever you are on this globe, and you just don't feel well, you just want to hear the word whispered to your spirit, this is the place. So we are going to pick up where we left off in this Bible Inn series for day 92. And that's Numbers. So we're back to Numbers. Chapter 28, verses 9 through 31. And before we begin, I just want you to know that it's going to go way over your head. It's going to seem boring at first, but there is so much significance in the book of Numbers and in this chapter. You'll see what I mean pretty soon. So let's pray. Dear Adonai, Elohim, O creator of everything, Father, we just come before you and thank you again. We, meaning on behalf of so many, we thank you for another beautiful day and evening to present to you, to give back to you, to thank you for all you've done for us. We love you so much. May you be glorified in this episode. And Jesus, may this episode bring glory to your name. Sweet Holy Spirit, I invite you. I invite you in to have your way and to reveal any revelation you want to reveal. Lord, help those who may feel very dry at this point and need a refreshing of your holy fire to consume them, giving them a hunger and a thirst for your word and for your presence. Just like Moses, Lord, I don't want this podcast or episode to happen without your presence. I will not continue unless I sense your presence. So I thank you for your presence, Lord. It's absolutely priceless. No money or gold or even time can compare to what your presence brings. Such sweet love, reassurance of your love, reassurance of being reunited to our eternal home in heaven. And communion with you and Jesus and sweet Holy Spirit, the Holy Trinity. Love you so much. Love you, Father. Love you, Jesus. Love you, sweet Holy Spirit. Thank you for your shalom, your peace that surpasses all understanding. In Jesus' precious, wonderful, holy name, Yeshua HaMashiach's name, the name that is above all. And sealed by the Ruach HaKodesh, the sweet Holy Spirit. Amen. Numbers chapter 28, verses 9 through 31. And on the Shabbat day, two lambs in their first year without blemish, and 2/10 of an ephah, a fine flour, as a grain offering, mixed with oil, with its drink offering. This is the burnt offering for every Shabbat or Sabbath, besides the regular burnt offering with its drink offering. At the beginnings of your months, you shall present a burnt offering to the Lord. 2 young bulls, 1 ram, and 7 lambs in their first year without blemish. Three-tenths of an ephah of fine flour as a grain offering, mixed with oil for each bull. 2/10 of an ephah of fine flour as a grain offering, mixed with oil for the 1 ram. And 1/10 of an ephah of fine flour, mixed with oil, as a grain offering for each lamb, as a burnt offering of sweet aroma, an offering made by fire to the Lord. Their drink offering shall be 1/2 hin of wine for a bull, 1/3 of a hin for a ram, and 1/4 of a hin for a lamb. This is the burnt offering for each month throughout the months of the year. Also, 1 kid of the goats as a sin offering to the Lord shall be offered, besides the regular burnt offering and its drink offering. On the 14th day of the first month is the Pesach, or Passover, of the Lord. And on the 15th day of this month is the feast. Unleavened bread shall be eaten for 7 days. On the first day you shall have a holy convocation. You shall do no customary work, and you shall present an offering made by fire as a burnt offering to the Lord. 2 young bulls, 1 ram, and 7 lambs in their first year. Be sure they are without blemish. Their grain offering shall be a fine flour mixed with oil. 3/10 of an ephah you shall offer for a bull, and 2/10 for a ram. You shall offer 1/10 of an ephah for each of the 7 lambs, also 1 goat as a sin offering to make atonement for you. You shall offer these besides the burnt offering of the morning, which is for a regular burnt offering. In this manner, you shall offer the food of the offering made by fire daily for 7 days, as a sweet aroma to the Lord. It shall be offered besides the regular burnt offering and its drink offering. And on the 7th day you shall have a holy convocation. You shall do no customary work. Also, on the day of the first fruits, when you bring a new grain offering to the Lord at your feast of weeks, you shall have a holy convocation. You shall do no customary work. You shall present a burnt offering as a sweet aroma to the Lord. 2 young bulls, 1 ram, and 7 lambs in their first year, with their grain offering of fine flour mixed with oil, 3/10 of an ephah for each bull, 2/10 for the 1 ram, and 1/10 for each of the 7 lambs, also 1 kid of the goats to make atonement for you. Be sure they are without blemish. You shall present them with their drink offerings, besides the regular burnt offering with its grain offering. Lord, thank you for your word. Okay, you may be wondering, what in the world did you just read? What did you just share? Boring. But hold on a second. There's significance. There is significance. Yes, sweet friend. You know what the significance is? Well, in Exodus, the regular burnt offering was ordained at Mount Sinai as a sweet aroma, an offering made by fire to the Lord. And when he talks about burnt offerings here, it means animals. Certain animals will be burned. Certain parts of them will be burned, and that's explained in Leviticus and beginning also in Numbers. Here particularly for Numbers chapter 28. They're talking about the five different offerings. Burnt offering, which is an animal offering. And then you have the grain offering. And then you have, and that usually always was offered with the burnt offering. And then you also have the meat offering, but meat, in the old King James, meat actually just meant any food. That's what meat meant. Not, it didn't just mean flesh. It meant any kind of food. So, it really was a meal offering. And then you had two kinds of peace offerings. Thanksgiving peace offering and a voluntary peace offering. And then the one that was once a year that the priest would make on behalf of the congregation of Israel was for the atonement of sins of Israel. But throughout the year, you could make atonement yourself. Not yourself, but you could bring an animal as a sin offering to make atonement for you individually. And you would bring it to the priest, and they would bring it to the outer of the Holy of Holies. They would only go into the Holy of Holies once a year. Now, Moses, it was different, okay? So I'm talking about from Aaron and on. But with Moses, he had face-to-face encounters with the Lord, so there was never anything ever described about his limitation of going into the Holy of Holies. But when it came to Aaron and all the other priests after that, it was only once a year on behalf of the congregation of Israel. And then there was always the morning offering and the evening offering. This was in addition to the morning and evening offering already happening day in the morning and at night. So I'm like, what in the world? How does this apply to us today? Because we take it for granted, you know, that Jesus became our final sacrifice. That was our, you know, the Lamb of God. He became the final sacrifice. However, as an offering, what is sweet to the Lord, described in Revelation and other places? Your worship. My worship. Of him. Our prayers are incense, but our worship is a sweet aroma to him. So, what this means to me is how important it is to make it as a Christian on this earth. We must offer our worship and prayer to the Lord in the morning and in the evening. Don't just depend on listening to this podcast or others or going to church on Sunday. Those are great supplements and to inspire and encourage you. And there are times I do pray when I listen to other podcasts. While I'm listening to those podcasts, I'm praying in the Spirit. the secret place when it's just you and the Lord. And you may have instrumental music playing. You may have music playing with lyrics softly in the background, but just you and the Lord are connecting in prayer and worship. Is the incense that's described in Revelations. And our worship is such a sweet aroma to Him. Isn't that amazing? We don't have to turn in animals, we don't have to burn animals, we don't have to bring grain. We just bring our prayer and our worship. Now, I'm not talking about the tithe. That's a different topic for another day, but this is about offerings. That hasn't changed since God is the same yesterday, today, and forever. He still desires for us to bring our offerings in the morning and at night. So Lord, I just pray that you help us to bring our offering of praise, of worship, of prayer to you in the morning and at night. Thank you for this word, Holy Spirit. May we offer the food of the offering made by fire daily, the food of your word. May we feed on the word of God, on Jesus himself, and bring the sweet aroma to you through our worship and our prayers, day in and day out. Thank you, Lord, for this revelation, sweet Holy Spirit. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. And sweet friend, before we go. And sweet friend, I wanted to ask you, do you go to church right now in the area where you live? Comment below where you live. I would like to know, and I will pray for you. Now I have a question, a very important question. If you died right now, where would you go? If it's heaven, do you believe you would go to heaven? Let me ask you this. If God were to say, when you got to heaven, why should I let you into heaven? What would you tell him? Would you say, I've been a good person, I paid my tithes, I went to church, I fed the poor, I visited the sick, I helped my parents, I helped my brother, on and on. Well, God said in His Word through the Apostle Paul in Romans chapter 3, verse 23, all have sinned. And Romans 6, 23 says, the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life. And Romans 10:13 says, everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. Pray this with me. Heavenly Father, I believe that Jesus died on the cross for me and rose again. I give you my life. I want Jesus Christ to come into my life and into my heart. Amen. Hallelujah. Sweet friend, what has changed? You now have a personal relationship with God. Jesus' death on the cross opened the door for you to have an intimate relationship with God. He is your Father, and He loves you and desires to take care of you. You are forgiven. It doesn't matter what you've done. When Jesus died on the cross, your sins weren't just forgiven. They were forgotten. You're starting all over again with a clean slate. You are on your way to heaven. Heaven and hell, sweet friend, really do exist. And if you die today, heaven will be your new home. You are a child of God. You now belong to His family. That means you can trust Him completely to take care of you. He desires to meet your needs and help you live in health and victory. You might be asking yourself, now what? Pray. When you meet someone new, the best way to get to know that person is by talking to him or her. Well, that's what praying is, talking to God. You can talk about anything you want to. For example, how thankful you are for Jesus, any needs you have, or just say hello. Then, listen. God has much to say to you. You may not hear Him with your physical ears, but you'll hear Him with your heart. Next, read the Bible. Everything you want to know about God can be found there. You can discover His personality, His plan for your life, and how much He loves you. Think of the Bible as spiritual food that can help you grow into a strong Christian. Then, attend a church. Find a church where you are loved and accepted, and that preaches the Word of God and has the move of the Holy Spirit. If you only have the Word, you will dry up. If you only have the Spirit, you will blow up. But if you have both the Word and the Spirit, you will grow up. There you will find people who can guide and encourage you. And finally, follow the commandment of love. There is nothing you could have done to earn your salvation. It's a free gift. You follow God's commandments not to earn or keep your salvation, but because you love Him and want to be obedient to Him. God's greatest commandment to us is to love one another just as He loves us. Each day, strive to follow this love commandment. If you mess up, just ask Him to forgive you and help you. Your life will continue to be transformed by God's great love for you. And so that I may get to know you better, let me know in the comments where you are from and any prayer requests. And I will take it to the throne of God and intercede for you. That means stand in the gap for you. Hallelujah. God said in His Word that angels rejoice when just one soul has been transferred from the kingdom of darkness to the kingdom of God's light. And that's what's just happened. Congratulations. This was the best decision you ever made. And until next time, blessings to you.